Praise the Lord. We thank God for giving us this opportunity again to share in the Word. We have a little time before we close for this extended morning session. And I just want to look at some scriptures. In line with what we were discussing last night, about the relationship of God with man. I want to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. From verse 15 to 17. It says, "Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot?
God..."
What, know you not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two says he shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to come to your word again. We thank you for giving us this opportunity for you to write your word in our hearts, for the light of the glorious gospel of Christ to shine in our hearts. We pray, O God, that the darkness in our hearts will be judged by your light. That our hearts will be like the good soil, so that there will be a transformation of our mind, our emotions, our desire, and our will. That the land of our soul may become like the Garden of Eden. A place that is pleasant to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we are going to consider the marriage of Christ and my soul. Christ wants to marry the soul. Christ wants to be one with my soul. And that is what the scripture is saying. That he that is joined to Christ is one spirit. We are told in Genesis chapter 2, chapter 3, that when God made Adam, he became a living soul. And Adam was depending on God for his life and energy. And we saw yesterday where the woman was crying out for life and energy. So the life that the soul has is very important. And like that woman, she needed life. And she was going to the water to fetch. But Jesus said, I will do something for you. I will put the water in you, so that you don't need to go and fetch water. Amen. So that is speaking of what God wants to do. There is a place where my soul needs life. But there is another place also in the spirit where my soul is joined to life. And my soul will become a place from where life will flow from to others. Amen. And we say that that place is called Zion. And Zion, there are different levels in Zion. In physical Egypt, in physical Israel, you have the mountain of Zion. And there are different heights, different hills in Zion. So also, in the spirit, there are different levels of our marriage with Christ. Of the marriage of my soul with Christ. Many people do not understand what our Christian calling is. They think it's just to carry Bible and sing. And you keep a set of rules and regulations. Do not dance. Do not go to disco. Do not have boyfriend or girlfriend. Don't do this, don't do that. That is not the Christian life. The Christian life is a marriage between you and God. It's about the joining of your soul with Christ. And we know that when we talk about soul, we are talking about four different things. The way you think, that is your mind. The things that you desire, that is your thoughts. The things you feel, your emotions. And then your volonté, your will. Those are the things that make up your soul. And the Bible makes us to know that the Christian relationship is when Christ marries your mind. When Christ comes into your mind and takes it over. So you will not be thinking like a Congolese or someone from Bakongo or wherever. You are thinking it will be that of Christ. It is not you struggling to be like Christ. It is Christ thinking his thought through your mind. So just like a woman will change her name to answer the name of the husband, it's an offering. She is something that is willingly done. That's how Christ wants you and I to willingly offer our mind. So the woman begins to answer the name of the man. You know what? She now agrees to be like the man. So that is what is called marriage. The woman and the man become one. So also when Christ comes into us, Christ comes into us when we receive the blood of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible tells us that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Blood contains life. So when you receive the blood of Jesus, the life of Christ comes into your soul. So the blood is a vehicle, a vessel to carry the life of God into your soul. And when that life comes into your soul, it's coming for marriage. It's coming to be joined to you. It's coming to take over your mind. It's coming to take over the way I feel, the way I desire things, the way I will to do things. He wants to change my whole being. So there must be an offering of my soul, the offering of my heart. When the Bible talks about heart, it is speaking of the place where all the different four parts of your soul come together. The center. So there's a place where your soul, your emotion, your will, your desire, and your mind come together. It's called heart. It's the core, it's the center. And this heart is now joined to your spirit. And your spirit is joined to the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, if you are not a believer, your heart and your spirit will not be joined to God. To the Spirit of God. It will be joined to devils. So instead of marrying Christ, your soul will be marrying devils. So it's either you are marrying Christ, or you are marrying devils. Amen. So every soul must do seven things. There are seven things that your soul must do. Your soul must be married. Must be joined to other spirits. Your soul cannot be alone. Because your soul is of a lower spiritual level. The Bible says that He has made man to be a little lower than the angels. So that means the angels can overshadow the soul. So if these angels that are overshadowing your soul are the fallen devil angels, then darkness will overshadow you. But the Bible says that God made my soul so that He can overshadow it. So the devil wants to take the place of Christ in your soul. So whatever you do, your soul must be married. It must be married. That's why the church is called the bride of Christ. Some people join themselves to different things in the world. In Ephesians, the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But against principalities, against powers. And he says the rulers of the darkness of this world. There are spirits that rule darkness. They are bringing different kinds of darkness, different types of fashion, different types of behavior, different ways of rebellion, different ways of killing people. So those are different types of spirits. And they want to marry man. They want to overshadow the soul of man. If your soul is open, they will overshadow you. Sometimes, those of us who are Christians, sometimes we willingly go and submit to certain spirits. There is something new among young people now. Drugs. Drugs. Drugs, alcohol.
Drug, alcohol.
You know, social media. Those are spirits. And they want to overshadow your soul. If you offer your soul, if you open your soul to every form of pleasure, reverie, you know, ndolombolo, dancing, what it means that you are joining your soul to spirits. And when you submit yourself to spirit, and you say you want to go away, you say you don't want to marry the spirit again, you don't want to be joined to that spirit again, the spirit says it's not possible. Because you have already, I like you, I'm getting life from you. The life you get from God, I want it. Because these spirits cannot get life from God, because they are rebelled against God. So they need you and me to open up to them so that they will get life. So I become a vessel. I become a minister of darkness, of unrighteousness. So I become a minister of giving life to the devil. So the Bible says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, all with the world, all with the world. Amen. So when the word of God is telling you to open up yourself to God, it is for my own good. Because if I don't do it, a spirit will come and take over. It's either you serve God or mammon. If you don't submit to Christ, you will submit to the Antichrist. Amen. So, God has created you with the ability to be joined to a higher spirit. So when you receive the word of God, it is one big step in your journey of becoming joined to Christ. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to draw something on the board. We will not be long. I know many of us were tired. But we agreed yesterday that we are hungry. Is that correct? Yesterday we agreed that we are hungry. And that hunger will not prevent us. You know, Zacchaeus was short. And there was so much crowd. He said, I will not be overcome. Bartimaeus was blind. He said, I want God. Amen. So today the hunger, the fasting, all those things will not prevent us. Amen. Your Lord, yes, very small. Amen. Whether you ask or not, the fasting will not end now. So it's good for us to say, Amen. Amen. Praise God. Because we want to overcome. Okay. So I want to draw the picture of the altar.
Now you know so that they say hotel.
Alright. The altar.
Hotel.
And this altar is made of brass.
Is that hotel or is that makina material to bring it here?
So remember, in the tabernacle, the first experience of the marriage of your soul begins at this altar. So we call it the altar of brass. Altar of brass. Amen. So this is the first experience. So here I'm going to draw the tabernacle so that those of us who have forgotten can remember.
Right.
So this is the position of this altar in the tabernacle. And this is the entrance. The entrance is on the east. Then you have the sanctuary. And then you have the Holy of Holies. And then you have the holy place. So this is number one, the first experience. And it is very, very important that we have an understanding of what it is. Because it is the foundation of our Christian life. It is the foundation of our Christian work. And it is a very important step in our marriage with Christ. So remember, we are talking about the marriage of the soul.
Rappelez-vous, nous allons colober le mariage
with Christ.
Ya âme na Christo.
Okay. Now, the Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 1, it says, Christ in you is the hope of glory. You cannot have a hope unless Christ comes into you. So let me ask you a question. So, who can tell us, how does Christ come into you? Who can tell us? Somebody who is sleeping should tell us. So that you will wake up. You want to tell us?
Comment est-ce que Christ?
Okay, you're not sleeping, you're awake. Then tell us.
Comment est-ce que Christ entre dans nos vies?
How? How do you receive him?
Comment est-ce que tu le reçois?
Si tu écoutes sa voix, tu le reçois.
When you hear his voice, you open your heart.
But that's not, I just said, that's not how Christ comes into you. There is something that brings Christ. You have heard him, you open your heart, but there is something that must come into you. I said it, I thought. How?
The blood.
The blood. Amen. So it's the blood. The blood is the most important thing that brings Christ into your soul. And that is why when you come to this altar, there are four horns. And these four horns represent the four areas of the soul.
Et les quatre coins où il y a hôtel, il y a la corne d'ango, ils ont représenté les quatre
parties. You have the mind, emotion, the desire, and the will. So those are the four natures.
Alors, les quatre cornes, ils ont représenté les quatre natures et âmes.
Amen. So it is your soul that must come into this experience. Now, what did they do with this altar? They will kill the animal. And when they kill the animal, what would they do with it? Tell us. Can you tell us? What did they do with the animal when they kill the animal? There is something they take from the animal. What is it? What do you take from the?
Say intestines.
No. Somebody just said it. You have forgotten. What do you do with them?
Blood.
Blood is the most important thing. So they take the blood. They apply it on the horns. So what does that signify? It means that they bring the blood and they put it in the four dimensions of your soul.
Yeah, I want to. Okay, you do not understand.
Okay, what? Okay. Explain it. Explain.
Okay, but.
Explain it. It's important.
Alobi.
Explain it.
Quatre points à hôtel. Il y avait Bama Seke Mokozaka na quatre points à hôtel. Alors, tant que ma momine yama, ma kati et kingo, ma jumakila, ma tiango, Nicolo ya ma seke wana kat. Alors, et puis les quatre ma seke sont représentés ma âme d'abisso. Quatre parties à âme.
Amen. Amen. So, when they kill the animal, they take the blood.
Alors, tant que ma neko pour ma yama, ma zako longo la makila.
And they put it at the four corners of the altar. And this altar is your soul. Because the soul has four corners. And the Bible tells us in Leviticus chapter 17 that blood carries life. So when they bring the blood, when you ask Jesus to come into your life, the Bible says that the Spirit of God will bring the blood and apply it in your soul. The life in the blood is a spirit. It is an energy. It is light. Amen. And your soul is also a spirit, a spiritual being. Amen. And the spirit of God is also spirit. So everything is spirit. Do you understand it? So the spirit of God applies the blood in your soul, which is a spiritual being. Amen. So the blood of Jesus is a spirit. Is anybody here who has seen the blood of Jesus? Have you seen? Who has seen the blood of Jesus? Have you seen it? You have seen it with your eyes. You are not. But you believe. So it is a spirit.
Alors, it's a spirit.
Amen. So the blood of Jesus is a spirit.
Donc,
it's an ancient spirit. And the Bible says that blood was shed from the foundation of the world. Even before you were created, that blood, that sacrifice was made. Amen. So that sacrifice is older than the sacrifice in your tribe, in your family, in your nation. It is stronger. So when you open your heart to Jesus, you are making a covenant. And it's a covenant of blood. It's a covenant of life. It is stronger.
Is that plus fort
than the covenant with the person from Congo or from your tribe or from your family? It is stronger. That's why you say Jesus is your brother. Because you say you have a blood covenant with him. Amen. So you have a covenant with Jesus Christ. Anything that happens to you happens to him. So when they were persecuting the Christians, he told Paul, why are you persecuting me? Do you understand? Amen. So when you say you are being born again, you are entering a marriage with Christ. You come into a covenant with Christ. And it is a very powerful covenant. Amen. So, the blood of Jesus brings the life of God into your soul. So Christ comes into your soul. Now, when Christ comes into your soul, it is to marry your soul, to become one, to overshadow. Okay, there are other promises, other things. Okay, that the Spirit of Christ brings to you. Well, we'll not talk about those ones now. We're just thinking about the first one,
the
very important one, where your bride, your soul becomes the bride of Christ. Your soul becomes the bride of Christ. And because it is going to be the bride of Christ, you must be prepared. You must be purified.
You
must be changed to become like Christ. Amen. So, because the two cannot marry except they are agreed. Unless they have the same nature. Unless they think alike. unless they desire the same thing, unless they think in the same way. So it means that this soul is going to begin a process of change, a journey of change. And what we look at in the scriptures in Hebrews chapter 8, the Bible tells us that I will make a new covenant with you. And in this new covenant, I will put my law in your inward parts. I will write it upon your mind, and you will know me, and you will recognize me as your God. Now, that is saying that there is another law that is written which must be removed. So every soul has a law of sin and death written in the heart. And that's why the Bible says that when a child is born into the world, say the wicked are born and they begin to commit sin. David said, "Behold, I was shaping in sin." And he says, "I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." So he's saying that there is a law of sin written in my genes that must be changed. And that is what Christ does. He changes my soul and changes the genes in my body, so that the gene of death and mortality is changed to immortality, to life, to righteousness. So he says he will do a work in my heart that will take away the stone, the heart of stone, and bring a heart of flesh. So that is the work of Christ. So when the Spirit of Christ comes into your soul, it begins to do a work of several changes in the soul. Several changes. I say, I will put my law in the inward parts. Amen. Well, the time is past two now. What do we do? Do we close? What time are we planning to break and have the? We are a lot of people are tired. So, how far can we go? How many minutes more do we take? Then we'll close.
How many minutes?
I don't know. You want us to close now? Because we are going out by five. Okay. And what time is the is what? So what do we do? Do we close now? Okay. All right. So we'll stop now. And take this as an introduction. When we come back in the evening, we will try and take another time and talk about it. Because it's very important that you must have a strong foundation, so that we can overcome. Alright, praise God. Amen.